In Colesville. It's 21 and a half after 8. We're lifting the phone. Dial tone. And
WGR 55.
Hello. Dial a joke with some humor to brighten your day. Sky has been shipwrecked on a desert island a full year, hasn't seen a human being. He's living on little berries and little things, little vegetation. Hasn't seen a human being all of a sudden. A girl comes out of the ocean as he's sitting on the beach. She's in a skin diver's outfit. She comes forward, takes off her mask and snorkel, says, "Hi." He says, "My goodness, where have you come from? For a whole year, I've been alone on this island." She says, "Calm yourself. There's a yacht in the harbor. What can I do to help you? Would you like a drink?" He says, "A drink? I haven't had a drink in a year." Zip. She unzips a pocket on her left arm, pulls out a flask. He takes the flask, is delightfully sipping a little schnapps. "Oh, wonderful," he says. She says, "Would you like a cigarette?" He says, "A cigarette? I haven't had a cigarette in a year." Zip. She unzips the zipper on her right sleeve, pulls out a cigarette, a lighter. He lights up. He says, "Oh, a drink, a smoke, fantastic. What a thrill." She says, "Tell me, do you play around?" And the guy says, "Don't tell me you got golf clubs in there." Thank you for calling Dial a Joke.
Never miss a call. Get a phone mate now at Albrecht's, all locations.
Okay, it's a quarter of nine, 8:45 is our time. I heard several calls. Everybody's saying it's ridiculous for people to be uptight about breastfeeding children. Is the most natural thing in the world. It's the most pleasurable thing a woman can do for her child. And also, well, there are doctors that show that children who are breastfed grow up more emotionally secure. Take me, for example. My whole family, all my brothers and sisters, I were all breastfed. You want your kids to grow up like me? Zing-a-ding-a-boom-boom. Consider it. It's a quarter of nine. 8:45 is our time. I was just looking forward to the weekend weather. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Chance of showers Thursday and Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday. The high will be about mid-7. I was thinking maybe packing up the old camper, packing up the kids, packing up the old wife, getting off there. I thought we'd camp like around Versailles, New York. You ever been down around Versailles, New York? It's sounds like a phone. Hello?
Good morning, Stan.
Oh, no.
This is Kenmore Sloan.
Oh, yes.
President of the Cornell School of Broadcasting, high atop the beautiful Alibi Saloon on Chippewa in gorgeous downtown Buffalo.
What have I done?
You've done it again, Stan. You've mispronounced the name of one of our Western New York communities.
Oh, come on. V-E-R-S-I-L-L-E-S. Versailles, New York. Come on, now.
If you can remember this, knucklehead, Versailles is in France.
Oui, oui.
But in New York State, it's Versailles. And in honor of this, I've composed a little song.
A little song, eh?
Hope you remember.
All right.
Versailles in the sunset. And remember,
Versailles.
I'll be listening.
I was afraid of that. Welcome to Letchermore State Park. Please note, no fires, no picnics, no ball playing, no camping, no swimming, no boating, no fishing, no pets, no loud noises, no alcoholic beverages. This is your park. Enjoy it.
Stan Roberts, boom, boom. The corny DJ, boom, boom, boom. Floats the jokes right down the drain.
I'm in love with the girl. Corey Anderson.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, what's my magic trick here? Take your paycheck, okay? Take your paycheck. This is a trick that anybody can do. It's a magic trick. Take a regular payroll check, endorse the back of it. Then watch it disappear before your very eyes. It's 26 before 11 at GR55. What is a seven-letter word for wild in appearance? No, it's not R-O-B-E-R-T-S. It's not Roberts. What's a seven-letter word for wild in appearance? I have a pair of tickets to the movies for the first person through at 644-985. Has that proper word for me. Wild in appearance, seven letters. What is it?
Remember hula hoops? Round and round, you could really hurt yourself.
How about he's tough?
How about hoods? Hoods never wore white bucks.
Oh, that's raunchy.
Remember scoring on a date?
GR55. I believe the words you sing when you sing on skating with nobody else but me.
Oh, they don't write them like that anymore, do they? I'm Rick Nelson. Let me see who wrote that song. Great lyrics by Johnny Burnett. How about that? Johnny and Dorsey Burnett wrote the song. Johnny had a bunch of hits back in the 50s himself, in the 60s. And Rick Nelson for 1958, and I believe you're not going steady with nobody else but me. It's 23 before 11 o'clock now, GR55. Congratulations, Tony Onello of Massachusetts Avenue in Buffalo. And Tony wins two tickets to the movies for the seven-letter word wild in appearance. It would be Haggard, as in Merle. There's a country and western singer named Merle Haggard, H-A-G-G-A-R-D, and he is too, or has been at times. Haggard, H-A-G-G-A-R-D. Haggard was the word, and Tony wins two tickets for the movies from GR55. Speaking of country and western, you know, country and western has really been a big influence in pop music for a lot of years. Here's an example, 1970, Crosby, Stills, and Nash would teach your children.
You, who are always in trouble, get them inside. And know they love you.
Teach your children, and teach them well, too. Because they are the leaders of tomorrow. That's scary. It's 20 until 11 o'clock now. Larry Anderson of GR55, 20 before 11. Play some high-low here sometime within 10, 15 minutes or so for jackpot number 318. Frankly, I'm a little surprised it's still here. We'll try to give it away this morning.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fall to law. She's the best girl I've ever had. I fall to law.
Bobby Fuller 4, and I fought the law, and as usual, the law won. It's 18 to 11 o'clock at GR55. Somebody else who's had a recent brush with the law was Linda McCartney, wife of superstar ex-Beatle Paul McCartney, who just recently picked up while buzzing along in her car out in California or someplace, and it was something to do with pottery, some kind of pottery class she was in or something. Or was it pot? Something like that. Anyhow, she promised to be a good girl, and the judge sentenced her to go to these little classes once a week. It teaches the evils of pottery or something. I don't know. Paul and Linda.
Anytime, any day.
Frank, Randy.
Freddie Fender at 23 to 3 at GR55. Frank Betty Showtime on a Tuesday and a new jackpot underway. And some people have wondered, what is that Freddie Fender is saying in the song in Spanish? Freely translated.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
Oh, baby. Please.
Don't you come back no more.
Hit the road, Jack. Back in 1961 at GR55. 21 minutes to go before 3. I feel so free and everything. I had dessert for lunch and everything, and I didn't care because I figured the worst I could do is put on the pound I lost getting a haircut today. It's light-headed, I say. 21 minutes to go before 3 at GR55. Man's first trip. Get a haircut.
Remote broadcasts have always been difficult to program without a compromise of on-air quality. We've developed a system that enables jocks to actually start carts and turntables from the remote side. Result? A remote that sounds as good as if it were coming from the studio. Here's GR55's afternoon jock, Frank Benny, live from a local mall.
GR55, beautiful day, beautiful Pam, lots of balloons, and of course, beautiful you. Hope to see you here. We are looking for a high today of maybe 75, and jumping up to 72 as quickly as we did, it could happen. Low tonight, probably in the low 50s, maybe as much as 55 degrees, and then tomorrow right back to 75 with sunshine most of the time. There is the slight chance of showers because we did have a lot of rain this morning, and that same ugly stuff is still wandering around. It could happen, but frankly, I really don't think so. You know what I mean? Last time I said that, it poured for days. It's 72 degrees now, and a reminder from GR55, there'll be free hearing tests, but free hearing tests open to everyone June 16th to the 20th from noon to 8 p.m. and on June 17th to the 20th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. sponsored by the Quota Club of Cheektowaga. For more information, call them at 632-6400.
At the sample, every dad has his day.
How to handle the fun side of the FCC. You can have the general manager read the dull script or be creative with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this reporter has news of great moment for you. WGR has been granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee. Now, we are obligated to make a continuing, diligent effort to determine the significant problems and needs of our service area, and we know they have them, and to provide programming to help meet those problems and needs. We invite, encourage, and cajole listeners to send specific suggestions or comments concerning the operation and programming efforts of the station to, of course, WGR, 464 Franklin Street, Buffalo, New York, 14202. Unless otherwise requested, all missiles received will be available for public inspection during regular business hours. What could be fairer than this?
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area involuntary cooperation with the FCC.
In the event of an emergency,
if this had been an actual emergency,
you would have been instructed where to tune in your area
for news and official information. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system on GR55.
Buffalo is a melting pot of nationalities, so why only English-speaking jingles? Since the Buffalo Polish population is second only to Warsaw, and Buffalo Area Chamber of Commerce figures show that thousands of Italian and German people live here as well. After a while, jingles begin to lose their impact. This is a real problem during ratings. So we have a set of ratings jingles, used only during the book, designed solely to stand out.
GR55.
Stick it in your ear.
What's prayer to a five-year-old? We ask our preschool listeners to enlighten us.
A prayer is talking to God.
Talk to God when you're new and
you talk. I'm talking to you like talking to God.
As we come to the end of our presentation, let's go back to the beginning, where it all starts, with GR55's morning man, Stan Roberts, and one of his stories.
You could do that a lot, man. You make a lot with just Frisbees and blue jeans. They'll buy blue jeans anywhere in the world. They also mined opals in Australia. They taught 3 days in Fiji when a Peace Corps doctor had too many irregulars out sick. Swanson's a dentist. Did I mention that? Well, they set up a makeshift dentist chair in the middle of the desert to treat Aborigines. How do you treat Aborigines? You buy them an ice cream cone. Ding, bong, ding, ding.